Hello? Yeah, it was on before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And again, I want to thank everyone for all your kindness for the month of October, for Pastor Appreciation. I thank you for that. And it's an honor to serve you. Amen. The one that deserves the glory and the honor is Jesus Christ. Amen. He doesn't share his glory and honor with anybody. It's all about him. That's the reason we're gathered here today. Amen. You know, I was when I was seeking the Lord about what to speak about today, God's going to minister to every heart and every life of every last one in the room. And if you take this word and you get this word deposited in your heart and you put it to work in your life, you're going to see so many things change all around you. Amen? All of a sudden, things will begin to look a little brighter for you. Amen? You know, if we read God's word and we believe him according to his word, our future is so bright, we're probably going to need some shades, okay, because of the glory of God. Amen? 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 You know, one of my, well, scripture that really speaks a lot to me, and 3 John, verse number 2, John the Beloved says this. He says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers." Amen? Amen? Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." So it's valuable and important for us to get revelation of how powerful and how alive this word is. Amen? So look with me in Isaiah 55. I'm going to begin to read in verse number 6. The word of God says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." And that baby isn't bothering me at all. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." This morning I want to focus your attention to verse 11, and I want to expound on this today. And verse 11, it says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." Today I want to speak to you about a prophetic word of prosperity. A prophetic word of prosperity. We find in our text today, we find the spoken word, the sown word, and the sent word. Amen? So can we lift the word together and make a declaration together in the house so that we can come into agreement? Hallelujah. Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have what God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant, for I am listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen." Father, I'm so grateful, Father God, for your word. And Lord, I'm so grateful that you sent it today to accomplish what you sent it to do in this house. So, Father, my prayer this morning is speak through me, your vessel. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring you glory. May the hearers be edified, exhorted, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done and accomplished, you will receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Because we've gathered here today for one purpose, to glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. You know, first the prophet Isaiah said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the spoken word. So look with me in 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 21. When you're there, say amen. Amen. The word of God says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That men of God spoke. We're talking about the spoken word. Remember in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16, where the apostle says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable. All right? It's beneficial. It's for our benefit. Amen? So as we're looking at this, here's what the Lord wants to get into your spirit today. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 13. And I jumped through the words, so if you have a piece of paper, you might take notes. The Apostle Paul says this. This is a two-line scripture that really speaks a lot that God wants to get into your heart today. The Apostle Paul said in verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Our faith is in Jesus Christ. We all have the spirit of faith. Amen? We're all in the same place, right? Amen. According as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. I'm not going to teach you and say anything to you that I don't believe. Just like the Apostle Paul was saying, hey, I believe, and I spoke this to you. And here's what you got to get a hold of. We also believe, and therefore speak. I can speak the word over your life. I can declare healing. I can declare restoration. I can declare peace. But I'm not always going to be there. You and I have to learn to speak the word. Paul said, I believed and I spoke. You believe and you got to speak. The devil don't know what you're thinking. He knows what you speak. And what we need to learn to speak is we need to speak the word of God. The word of God is what defeats him. The word of God is what keeps us walking in our healing, our deliverance, our restoration, our peace, our joy. That's how we continue to operate in that. Amen? It's important for me to get it inside of me and let it come out of my mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. As we're sowing the word of God, as we're speaking the word of God, we got to take that word and not just swallow it, but we got to speak it. Amen. Turn with me this morning to Hebrews 13. Are you with me?
Amen.
The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 13:5, he says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, that we may boldly say, that we may boldly speak, that the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Then he says, remember them which have the rule over you, that have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Amen. There's something that's powerful about the spoken word of God. When Jesus was tempted, what did he do? He spoke the word. He spoke the word. And the adversary had to submit to the word. You know what? My words do not mean anything to the adversary. But his word has power. Amen? His word has authority. He is the healer. He is the restorer. He is the one that takes care of us. So he says, like Paul says, I have believed and I have spoken. Now you believe, now speak. So we have the spoken word of God. Secondly, he said in Isaiah 55:11, he said this. He said, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And let's talk to you a little bit about the sown word. The sown word. So turn with me in Mark 4 for a moment. We believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe that he's Jehovah Rapha. He's our healer. Many people in this room have been healed. Many people have been delivered. Many people have been set free. We believe in the Word of God. Amen? And we believe it's the Word that keeps our healing.
That's right.
Amen? It's a Word that's going to keep us. Amen? You know, it was when the Lord healed me of my diabetes in 2010, he gave me instructions of what to do. And I had to put the word to work. Amen? And as you put the word to work, you proclaim it and declare it, and guess what? It works. Amen? It works. See, so many times we're trying to do it on our own strength. We can't. We never were strong enough. Amen? But I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. I'm more than a conqueror, right? Amen? So in Mark 4, we're talking about the sown word. In verse 14, the Bible says, the sower soweth the word. So let's understand that the seed is the word of God. All right? And then he says, these that are by the wayside where the word is sown, but when the word, when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and take away the word that is sown in their hearts. Recognize that every sown word is in the heart. Some hearts are wayside hearts. Some hearts are stony hearts. Some hearts are thorny hearts. But some hearts are the ones that believe and speak and receive and speak. It's only when you begin to speak the word that you produce fruit. That's when you can produce 30, 60, 100-fold fruit, is because you become active. The seed is sown, but it's spoken. It comes out. He says in verse number 20, and these are they which are sown on the good ground, such as hear the word and receive it. Amen? In other words, what you do with what you hear is on you. All God requires me to do is to teach it and to preach it. But I want you to understand, if we allow that word to get in our heart, all of a sudden it's going to start producing when we start speaking. Amen? Amen. Man, I don't know about you, but I got to tell the devil where to go every day. And I'm not telling people to go there. I'm trying to get people out of there. I'm not telling them to go there. All right? But when you bind spirits and demons, you need to send them back to the pits where they belong. But I want you to get a hold of something. I want you to get this seed that God wants to plant in you today. So look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Now in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I don't want anybody to say, well, the pastor is taking that out of context. I'm not going to take this out of context. The Apostle Paul was talking about money. And the Apostle Paul was talking about sowing money. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that he reaps. Amen? God has his system. God has his system. He tells you to bring your tithes to the storehouse and you're blessed. It's the only place in the Bible he says, test me. Try me. Amen? And he blesses us. And as we give, it'll be given back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shake together, and running over. But guess what? I'm not here after your money. Don't need your money. You need God's money. Amen? We need his blessing. We need to operate in his blessing. So God said I can parallel this. So I want you to parallel this to give an illustration. So look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 10. Again, he was talking about money, but we're going to turn this around in the word, and God's going to use it. Let me show you. He says, now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. In other words, Jesus said, man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So now the seed that I'm talking about is the word of God. And as he sows the seed to the sower, I'm the sower, and I'm both ministering seed sown. I'm sowing seeds into your life and the word of God, and you're to take that thing and put it to work. Faith without works is dead, being alone. In other words, we got to put God's word to work. Amen? In other words, we're expecting the blessings of God, but we don't follow his instructions. Amen? That's what the Bible says, right? Basic instructions before leaving earth, right? Bible. Amen? Amen? That teaches us to live triumphantly while we're on this earth. Amen? Amen. So when we're talking about this, it's important for us not to only be a hearer, but to put the word to practice in our hearts and lives. Amen. Amen. To allow that word to be in good soil and allow it to start producing fruit in our life. Amen. And I don't know about you, but if there's anybody that's a farmer or a gardener in here, if you don't weed your garden, the weeds are going to choke out your harvest. Amen. Weeds will grow in any kind of weather. Gardens don't grow when it gets dry, but weeds, they just keep on growing. Amen. Amen. And that's sort of what this world brings. It brings a bunch of weeds to a good harvest. And we got to let God cultivate our hearts and our lives. And it's cultivated by the word of God. Amen. Amen. The pastor isn't looking at all of us are God's creation. God has a plan in every heart and every life in the room. Amen. And he ain't giving up on anybody. Amen. He who has begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to completion. Amen. I serve a God that never starts something he doesn't finish. That's why he's called the author and finisher. Amen. So he's doing something in our hearts and lives. All he's saying is to you and I is, hey, we need to put this word to work and allow it to be sown in our hearts. Turn with me to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. The Lord told me to teach a little bit this morning. You know, normally I preach, but I'm supposed to get this in hearts. Amen? 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 James chapter 3, verse number 17. Look to your neighbor and say, it's all right. God loves you. So do I. I'm glad you're beside me. Thank you for being here. God has a plan. Hallelujah. Can you put a smile on my face? Can we get a smile on our faces? Out of all the people in the world that God chose me and set me apart. Amen. Boy, I was a mess, but now I'm a mess in progress. Amen. I'm not the mess I used to be. Amen. Haven't got there yet, but wouldn't take anything for the journey. Amen. I should have a t-shirt that says, not there yet. But praise God for the journey. Amen. James 3:17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure. It's then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Jesus said this about us. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen. Amen. So in Isaiah, he said, hey, the word is spoken. It's about allowing the word to be sown in our hearts so that we can send it to others. Amen. Amen. In other words, he said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations. He said, go preach the gospel to every creature. In other words, he has sent us with what he's instilled in you and I. Amen. You know, you have something. You may not have it all together, but you have more than someone else does. Amen. And with God's help, you can be a vessel to be used for his glory and for his honor. Amen. So turn with me to Isaiah 48. Isaiah 48. The message today is about this. God's going to do all kinds of signs and wonders and miracles. He's going to heal all kinds of people. But he wants us to be taught how to maintain and keep our healing. The adversary has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But God has come to give life in the abundance thereof. Amen. And Isaiah 48, verse number 16, the word of God says this. He says, come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I, and now the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. That means, man, you better start listening. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Amen. Amen. Are you listening to what he said? It's going to prosper in the thing that he sent it. The word, the word, the word, the word is spoken, the word is sown, and then it's sent. Amen. Amen. It's sent. It's sent. Look with me in Proverbs chapter 22. I just love the word. What will you do with what you hear today? This is the master's table. We're here to dine and to eat. We're to dine and eat the bread of life, the word of God, and to drink the wine and the new blood and fellowship in the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Solomon says in Proverbs 22, verse 17, he said this. He said, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thy heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsel and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee? You know, the Bible says, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready to give an answer to every man, the hope that is within you, with meekness and fear. Amen? And in other words, the word is sown. It's the word is spoken. The word is sown. And look what be in Psalms 147. And I'll close this because I said what I was supposed to say. The Word of God says in Psalms 147, verse number 18, the Word of God says, He sendeth out His word and melteth them. He causes this wind to blow and the waters to flow. So in closing today, what is God simply saying to you and I today? I love that scripture where Jesus said in John 3, verse 8, He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, and you can't tell whether it's coming from or where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Amen? God wants us to understand that the Word is spoken. That if we'll allow it to be penetrate our heart, be sown in our heart, that we'll be able to take what He has sowed in us and be a blessing to others. In closing today, what the Lord is simply asking us today, the main question is this. Have you come to a place in your spiritual life that you know for absolutely certain that if you died today, that heaven would be your home? If not, you can know before you leave here today. So I ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And if you're here today and you're not 100% sure that heaven would be your home, would you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, I want to know that today. Is there anyone here at all? May I see your hand? Is there anybody at all? The closing moments of this service. The Bible says, for whoso, I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? Is there another here today? You want to be 100% sure that heaven's your home. Is that you? Come on up with me, brother. You know what to do? Can everybody just stand? Do you hear what the Lord is saying today? See, God's word can't do anything that you won't allow it to do. God has a plan in every heart and life. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. God gave His very best for you and I. And He loves you and He has a plan in your life. He said, I know the plans I have for you. They're for good and not for evil. I give you hope and I give you an expected end. So in the closing moments of this service, what we want to do is we want to pray a prayer of assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. So can we pray this prayer together? Can we say, Jesus, thank you, Lord, for paying the penalty for my sins, for purchasing me a place in heaven. Father, again, forgive me all my sins. I thank you, Jesus, that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because your word declares that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Lord, I've accepted you as my Lord and my Savior.